Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Does anyone else want to do the intro this time?
No.
No.
Wait, you do the intro.
All right.
That's your job. Excuse me.
That's fine. All right.
Whoa.
Okay.
What are you, crazy?
Wow.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Yeah.
And I'm with Abby.
Hi.
This is the Monday episode where we have a chat about stuff. Basically, it's about Denmark or Copenhagen or Scandinavia or other.
Seen through our eyes.
Miscellaneous. Yes. Seen through our eyes. I have Irish eyes. Abby's got American eyes, and Marius has got Danish eyes, and that's how they are.
I feel like American eyes usually means something bad.
American eyes sounds like a Hall & Oates song.
Americanized.
Isn't it funny that he, like, anytime you, like, mention something like that, he'll start singing and keep going for so long, but he has never heard a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
She won the Super Bowl, I heard. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a team. Okay, cool. Well done, Taylor Swifts. Go to Swifts.
Go to Swifts. Swifties. So on today's episode, inspired by last week's episode a little bit, in the sense that Nora Hansen wrote to us.
What did we talk about last week? I can't remember now.
We talked about TV shows.
Oh, yeah. That was a great chat.
Nora read the sort of the blurby bit, the snippety bit.
Snippety bit.
Snippety bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes if it's long, it would be cut off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Nora Hansen, she read this sentence. She thought, why is Denmark so obsessed with REM? And then it cut off at the REM. And she thought
rapid eye movement.
What was it?
Not
what
the,
did it
not
say?
The rapid eye movement.
No.
What did it say?
Remaking? No, what was
oh,
it?
Oh, remaking.
Remaking, yeah. Remaking American and UK shows.
UK shows, yes. Yeah. She thought it would be why Danes are so obsessed with remoulade, the infamous, the notorious yellow...
REM, the notorious REM. I don't know what that is. What is
what?
That? Yes. I don't know what that word
it's
is.
It's like yellow...
Remoulade.
Yellow toothpaste that Danes put on.
You would put it on, you would eat it with your French fries. If you're in the swimming pool, yes? If you're in the public pool.
If you're eating your fries in a swimming pool.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm being pulled in different directions. What's a swimming pool?
What's a water
park? Where would you find that? hold on, wait.
This is the only place and correct way to eat French fries. Either at a ice skating disco in Rouen or at any public pool back when I was a kid. This is the only thing you can eat there at the cafeteria. It's fries with some remoulade. Which is like piccalilli. You know what piccalilli is?
No.
No.
Motherfucker. that's a British kind of version of it. A
pickled.
Like pickled is like a, yeah, pickled, you know, it could be...
with onion and gherkin and stuff.
Gherkin and stuff, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm
stuff.
With you with yes. that. Yes, yes. I'm
wait,
with you with
is
that.
It?
Yes.
Wait, what about gherkin and... No, it's just like yellow mayonnaise.
Yeah, but that's how it's made. It's like there's
it's
like...
It's got pickles in
yeah,
it
yeah,
and onion?
Yeah,
oh.
yeah.
You know who loves this shit? Is my 5-year-old. He loves remoulade.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah.
He wants it on everything.
Isn't it like an acquired taste?
I have not yet acquired it.
I on some things. I think it works on the. I could work on the French fries in that public pool thing, or else I'm a mayo guy with my French fries.
Uh-huh.
It works on if you get a good piece of what's that called? Like a flatfish, like a flatfish.
Yeah.
Like a
yep.
what's that called? Red fish? No.
Oh, like a
with the crumpled.
Remoulade. Like that's not. Yeah. Okay. I've just googled it. Yeah. Okay. No. That is not the same as the one in the English.
Yes,
one.
It is. This is just the cheap. Fucking version of it.
The
know?
English one is like proper, like tangy.
Yes.
This isn't tangy.
Remoulade is not tangy. It
no,
tastes like
not
nothing.
Tangy.
It tastes like,
no, it's in between
it
tangy
like,
and nothing.
It
it's
tastes
like
yellow clouds.
Oh,
that sounds.
That's a great advertisement.
But in a bad way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rain clouds. okay, right. I'm with you in the car. I'm back in the conversation.
Okay.
Let's go. All right.
Cool.
Here we go.
So.
I've had this. He's back, baby.
I have this in my fridge.
I just never read it.
Yeah, okay. I thought that could spur on, because that's a very classic Danish thing. And yes, it's not quite piccalilli. Yep. That's like a gourmet version, I would say, of remoulade.
Sure.
And I thought, we could talk a little bit about what are your favorite Danish treats? Do you have any, like, is there anything within the Danish cuisine?
I just have to call Marius. I thought of that, and he just said, "I thought of it. This needs to be mediated." Owen, who thought of the idea? Talk about your favorite Danish foods. Whose idea was it?
It was a combo of Abby's idea,
yeah,
and then Marius found a gateway into it.
Yeah, okay, Marius found the gateway, but then he just said, did you hear, on live radio?
It's part of the magic, Abby. That's why we don't call out your yawns.
Oh, don't you call out my yawns.
Leave a little mystery for the audience.
These people are going to think I contribute nothing to this podcast. I don't do anything but read headlines. And then I come up with one idea, and Marius goes, you know what I thought? You know what I thought? I was just reading this comment, and I thought, no, unacceptable. And if anybody else yawns during this episode, I will be informing you, dear listener.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Including yourself. Foods.
Yeah, any
faves. Abby, what's your fave?
Yeah, I got a lot of things to say about this topic.
Let's have it. The one that you came up with?
Yeah.
I would be surprised if you didn't.
Okay, my favorite Danish food that I really like have come to appreciate is the way that they put pickled red cabbage on everything.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's a really nice contribution to almost every food, to like in a salad, on a sandwich. It just really, like, it's like the Danish, it's Danish boring kimchi, but I really like it.
Danish boring kimchi.
Yeah. That's.
How do we make kimchi real quick? Just chop it up and chuck it on. Okay,
just throw it straight on. Yeah. I really like that. And also I like.
Where are you experiencing this?
What?
Well,
cabbage.
On my sandwiches, on my salads.
On your own? Are you making this yourself or?
Sometimes I do. Okay. I keep a little red cabbage. Like, you know, you got those like cylinders. You guys got big.
Yep.
Like glass jars.
With Fiskus Day and stuff like that. We have a little bit of on the side with Fiskus Day.
And Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Dinner.
Yeah. It's just, I think I associate it very much with like the Christmassy.
Yeah. But I know I've had it for like.
Mm. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I have seen it more sneaking in other things. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah. I'm sneaking it in. I'm sneaking it in places.
Hey, be proud of it. You don't need to sneak it in.
Thanks so much. Yeah. And I really like that. And I like, I really felt when I moved here like uninspired.
Yes.
By the food.
Yes. Let's be true. Let's be real. Real.
Okay,
real
Ireland,
moment.
You
a real
you don't
moment.
Get a say.
No, I'm not, saying that Ireland's got much to offer in this realm, but it does. From the get go. Don't
bring the gecko in.
I ate a gecko. I love Danish food. There's a lot of things I crave now, but when you first arrive here, when you see it from the outside, it looks very basic.
Yeah. No,
it looks very basic.
It's
but
like it's, well done basics.
Yes.
It's like buying your white t-shirts from Calvin Klein, I feel like. You know, it's like, that's what Danish food is.
Killing it with the analogy.
Thank you so much.
That's good.
So yeah. It's like well
Boring
done.
Kimchi.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you're like, oh, wow, it's just like rye bread. Rye bread was like a journey for me to get into, but now I love rye bread. Well, I don't love it, but I like rye bread. I'm happy to eat rye bread. If there's nothing else, I'll have rye bread.
I have a whole bit that I do on rye bread, like that is about this exact thing that is killing right now.
Well, it's in Denmark. I'm sure it does it very well here.
Does it travel?
Do that in Spain. See what happens.
The idea is that I do like a Danish version of a commercial for rye bread.
Hmm.
So it's like an honest commercial. Because you guys are such honest advertisers, and then I just like diss rye bread the whole time. So yeah, it kind of does work with other things, because it's just dissing. Like people can get behind
it.
That I keep calling
it. Yeah. But have you not had like? Because there's, you know, like a bit like our dairy products, there's many types of rye bread. You can get really fucking shitty, bad, awful rye bread. You can also get
100%.
Insanely delicious, seedy, like moist.
I have
delicious.
Said it before. I have small.
I think it's an exaggeration.
I have anxiety attacks. I have anxiety attacks when I'm in Netto because I'm a Netto man. Oh. I don't know, but I'm a Netto man. No, when I'm in the shop and I get a text saying, "Can you get milk or can you get rye bread?" I have a little panic attack because I'm going to pick up the wrong one.
Yeah,
I'm going to pick
up
the wrong one.
And your partner's Danish, so my partner's Danish, and
there's just a. Just at that moment every time, like when I think, like she sees it from across the room, so, and I'm like, "Oh no, what? It's milk! It's milk!" She said, "I wanted bread." But it's there's a lot of rye, and the thing, milk is okay because you start learning like mini milk and. Lot milk and da da da, and then but with rye breads,
those are the, like the different kinds of milk, which I still don't understand because I don't really.
I just mini milk. That's it. I just look for mini milk. Don't
like,
look at
that's like skim milk.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
So, like low, but like
1.5 or something like that. Yeah,
but like I feel like the names. I think they got a little cocky naming on their milks.
It's a lot of it there.
Like a lot of it there.
Let's
names.
In Ireland, you just look at numbers and you're like, okay, 3, 1.50. Okay, right, I'm going to go for that one.
Yeah,
it's milk. It's all milk. Mm-hmm. Rye breads. Rye breads, all kind of blue. Well, not all, but like a lot of them are like kind of blue, like packaging around them. So you're like, oh, I got the blue one. There's like 6 blue ones. Mm. Yeah. So like, there's no name. Well, actually, I need to learn the name because there probably is a name, but I haven't bothered with the name yet.
The brands. Is that what you mean? What do you mean names for?
What?
No, not really. It is just rye bread.
Oh, okay. So,
but then, like, obviously, if you go to a bakery, it's still just called rye bread, but you would be able to hopefully see, have a little talk about the rye bread.
You know? What about buns? You do buns really, like, there's different types of, like, actual bread buns. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
Roll off a cool pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. those are, like, the basic buns.
Hey, watch out. Don't call my buns basic.
Yeah, okay. I don't know much about buns, I gotta say. I wouldn't be able to give many specifics on
fair
that.
Enough.
But yeah. Well, any other, like, do you have like a the boring kimchi is your favorite Danish food?
I like boring kimchi. Oh, and brun kartofle. So brown potatoes that
are the sweet ones?
Should be illegal.
They're so good.
What?
I mean, they should
it's
be.
It's sugar
disgusting.
Potato. What's wrong with sugar potato?
Like, just hear it. Sugar and potato.
You put a bunch of butter in a pan, and then you put a bunch of just white sugar in the pan with the butter, and then you caramelize your white potatoes.
Yeah.
And this is something that they have on holiday. It's like, you eat this and you're like, this, you know it shouldn't be allowed. Mm. You know that this is like...
You completely ruin a potato. Like, you peeled off the skin where there's a bunch of nutrition on, and then you added, you know, more sugar and butter.
So you just have sugar and butter. You're not very good at being Danish, I was going to ask you,
like, I get what you're saying, but do you not, like, when you see it put onto your plate, are you not like, yum?
No.
Really?
But I didn't grow up with that as, like, the Christmas treat. That was not, like... I had it for a bit when I saw it at other people's houses. I was like, ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
And then I would eat it. But, like, I didn't really like it. Like, I thought it was kind of a disgusting with the sweet and the potato. No. That didn't work for my brain. So I was faking it for a while. And now I'm just living my best life being truthful to myself. Out and about.
Calling out sugar potatoes.
Truthful to yourself, but truthful to our listeners about who comes up with the ideas for the show. No.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's himself. As long as it's yeah. true in here, I'm pointing to my head.
Listen, Marius knows who thought of the idea.
Yeah. speaking of you can have that meal with loads of things. If you go into any, like, Danish traditional restaurant, you're going to probably see that on one of the meals. Mm. But something that generally is only around Christmas time is crisps with gravy on them.
Chips?
Literally chips with gravy on top.
I've never seen this.
get out. No way. You're both looking like you've never seen this. I've been to a few different like Christmas like dinners and stuff like in Denmark, and every single one has had a bowl of crisps and gravy poured
potato
on top.
Chips.
Potato chips. Yes. Potato chips with gravy put on top.
No.
100%. Absolutely. I'm making it up. No, I'm not making it up. It's deadly serious. And it's like this weird...
At a Christmas market, you say?
No, at a dinner.
At a dinner.
Christmas dinner. Christmas, like the dinner. Christmas dinner. I had it this year.
I think you're getting like invited to a fake Christmas dinner.
That's happened before.
I think they're trying to make you feel included. This is what the Irish eat, right?
Get them some potatoes. Just get them some chips. Get them some gravy. Yeah. I don't know what I'll eat.
Chuck it on. I look like I like that one year and now that's all I get.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's a thing. That's a thing. It's 100% a thing. Listeners know what I'm talking about. Write in copyandcopenhagen@gmail.com.
Don't
tell Marius and
dare.
Abby they're wrong. Tell them I'm right. Become a Patreon, Copy in Copenhagen. Patreon.
You really think you're gonna get a lot? Wow.
We just had a little minor emergency.
Just knocked over a monitor.
It's fine.
That was the monitor trying to tell us that this is a real dish.
Exactly. Yes. The ghosts of Christmas dinner is telling us this is a real thing.
How do you feel about soft onions?
Yep, all for them. Yep.
Wait, and soft crunchy onions ones. As in like cooked?
Caramelized.
Oh, yeah, love them.
Yeah, yeah.
So a
Danish
no...
classic I used to love that my mother would make, which also includes rye bread, is just kind of, a bunch of onions.
Well, not caramelized, but what would...
Yeah, no, it's kind of like soft onions, caramelized.
Yeah, but I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of onion in a pan, and then you do some fried pork, like you would put in a fleischgestei sandwich. Mm. But then here, it's just, I guess this is just kind of the poor layman's version of a fleischgestei sandwich, just some onion that... fleischgestei and then on a rye bread. Boom.
My kid makes his own dinner when he doesn't like our dinner, my 5-year-old, and he...
This 5-year-old is very advanced.
He's
standing
off,
for election on your
He signed a treaty with the UK. He cuts a hard-boiled egg and he puts lumulel on rye bread, and then he puts... He likes mayo, but when we don't have mayo, he uses lumulel. And then he puts hard-boiled egg on top of that, and then he sprinkles... like fried onions on top.
Legend. Yum.
He's like 100 years old, I think.
That's an old man meal.
Yeah, that's an old
man. He loves it. He's like, he like looks, I mean, we've decided that this is what works for our family to not fight every night. And like, if he wants to make his weird food, he can. And he's like, I think I'm going to have my englingsmel, which is his favorite food. And that's like, it's like, are there any eggs hard boiled or should I heat the kettle? He's a wild guy. Wow. But yeah, he really likes Danish food. My kids like Danish food. Like, okay. Oh, can we talk about weird Danish food? Wait, first of all,
what?
That was a Danish food that you like, but are there other Danish foods that you like, Marius, the only Dane in the room?
Sometimes I miss, I think it's just like my mother wasn't the one who cooked in my family. It was my dad, and my dad's not Danish, so there was a lot of non-Danish food.
Oh, your dad's Canadian.
Exactly.
Canada dad.
Canada daddy.
Canady daddy.
That's what my mom calls him.
Somebody get this man a one-man show quick.
Canady daddy.
Canady daddy. Where were we going? Oh, yeah. So I think there are a few staples that my mom did. That would be like a fiske frikadelle. Oh, that I would have a remoulade. That was like, that was the only time we'd get a remoulade.
Fish meatballs.
Meatballs with remoulade. Insane combination, but insanely good. I missed that. And then this soft onions with some pork and a rye bread. Like, there's some nostalgia. I haven't had it in 20 years.
Why not? You live here.
Because I don't make these things myself. And then maybe a Medista
person. He needs his mommy to make it.
Okay. But I get that. Like, there's certain foods that you have at home and that's where they're good, right?
Medista pose is just like a sausage, right?
Yeah.
I just did a jerk off. And I
got flagged for the baton last episode. Now you're doing jerk off movements?
What if I had done the baton movement when
sausage?
I was doing Medista pose is just a sausage?
Yeah, that would have been great.
Fiskestai. I gotta say, my favorite. I think, because I was like, you asked, like, what's favorite? I think that's my favorite Danish.
Apparently, this is Abby's idea, so I guess it was Abby who asked.
Abby. I think that's my favorite food.
Yeah?
Like, as in like a treaty thing, like, oh, if I'm super hungry or hungover or something like that.
So you mean like a fleskesteg, like they would have at Christmas, kind of that kind
no,
of
No, no, no,
the sandwich.
The sandwich.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That is
That's really, really
good. Maya used to have some at Roskilde Festival. Like, they would have this booth where they made just fleskesteg sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would.
What's the
It's like a pork. What is it? Like pork.
Pork
it's
rind.
Like pork
rind with pickle and
that has
cabbage.
Boring kimchi.
Yeah, boring kimchi, as it's commonly known as. I was, a friend of was visiting a couple of weeks ago, and I collected him, and he's like, I feel like food. And I'm like, oh, I've got the perfect thing. It was like an early lunch thing, and we got a couple, and it was.
Yeah, he approved.
He was very excited, and I was like, God, this is a good thing to have here. Because you don't get it like that anywhere else in the world.
No,
it's
yeah.
It's so
yeah,
good. It's
yeah.
so good.
Something to be proud of.
What? Okay, so now can we talk about the things we hate?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, cold skull.
Well?
Cold skull is like it's like buttermilk
in a bowl with
lemon and cookies on top. And it's supposed to be like a summer food.
Yeah,
and
it's too sour.
Buttermilk yogurt with cookies.
You're shaking your head.
I do love that.
You do?
To be fair,
I've never tried it.
I can't read you.
But just the idea. The idea disgusts me. Oh. I hate it. Mm. I hate the thought of this stuff. Even more, like, not even more
than
licorice.
What's to hate about it?
Buttermilk, lemon soup, cookie soup. It is like soup. It's like cold.
It is a cold soup, yeah, I guess you could say. Yeah.
My kids, Yon gets this and he eats
cold
it,
bowl.
Like, on the cat. And I'm just like,
cold
what
bowl.
Is going on? I just think...
I would say I get excited for one day of summer where it's like, oh, yeah, this. And then I never have it again, like, the rest of the year. But like, that one... Cold bowl? Oh, it's a good cold bowl.
Cold bowl.
College cold.
I'll eat it when the occasion demands it. But but pickled herring.
At gunpoint.
Pickled herring.
Pickled herring's rough.
Curry
pickled herring's okay because if there's like a big strong taste around it, I'm fine. But like you often just get pickled herring on something, I'm like, I'll eat it because there's normally going to be a schnapps with it. But like just pickled herring on its own is a bit rough.
To me, it has to be the combination. I don't like schnapps on its own. Mm. I don't like pickled herring on
but
its own.
But the two things.
But the combination, that does something. That does something.
The herring thing I've really avoided recently. When I first moved here, I feel like there was a lot of like, undercooked fish in my life. Just like, okay, this is what we do. And I was like fine with it. I was like, okay, you just, you know what, Abby? You just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you eat what you gotta eat. My mom loves curried herring. And I like, you know, I could get in. I was like, okay.
So this was like a known thing in the States? Like
No. My mom would come and visit and then she'd be like, what is this?
Okay.
Ooh, I love it. Like, and then sometimes I'll bring it to her. But it's the kind of thing where I think you have it for one jar. By the time you get to the bottom of that jar, you're like, I don't need to do this again.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it again.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a universal opinion about it, but maybe not. But I feel like I thought it was going to be unavoidable. People are no longer inviting me to the places where I have to eat herring, I guess, because it feels like I can avoid it now. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm not running into a lot of herring on the street that's going, eat me. I would if it insisted. What about licorice? I know we don't want to spend forever on it. It's the hottest topic for ever and always in Scandinavia, but I hate it. What do you guys think?
Love it.
I'm into it, but... It depends on what type, because you get those. You get the basic like Haribo one, and it's just like sweet licorice. It's like a candy, and then you get the hardcore licorice that's absolutely doused in like sea salt, and that stuff.
A couple
of pieces of that. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Like, if I have any more, I might have a seizure. I can't. Like, it's heavy stuff.
But that's also why it's good. Like, you can't just like wolf that into your face. Like, you have to like enjoy it. It's like a brandy.
I think I might be allergic to licorice, actually. The smell of it gives me a headache.
Wow.
And I think that I hate it with a disdain that I know that many people have this feeling, but it feels like it might be medical.
Might be medical.
It might be beyond
This is like a danger to your body, yeah. And this is the way you process
the
that.
The way that I dislike it feel just casual. It feels like...
I have a casual hatred towards licorice.
It feels like I'm keeping myself safe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And what about in your household? Is it around?
Yon likes it, and we like get it for him for like holidays, and then like allow him to eat it on the couch. We're like, oh, today you can eat this on the couch, on the other end of the couch, farther away, on the other end of the couch.
We're skipping something big. It was what you call it last week, where it's Halloween
Festalone,
where kids dress up as crazy things, and then adults dress up as crazy things in offices. And there's a bun you have with it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
But that is just when Danes pretend that they invented cream-filled donuts. That is just a cream-filled donut. And they're like,
don't start this war.
You guys, don't start this war. I don't hate it. I don't hate it like licorice. I don't think I'm allergic to it. But I don't see the
nothing to do with a donut.
But it's tasty. they are tasty. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have thought donut either.
No.
In any way.
But like, have a hole in it.
No.
Yes, it does. It has a hole filled with cream in it.
Some of them. Not all of them.
But it's like it's like a sandwich thing. It's not a hole.
Wait, what? No. I thought it was just a bun, and then you dip the top in chocolate, and that's your bun. That's your fiscal.
No,
is that just a bun?
Am I just Gammeldays? Yeah. Festalandsbolla.
So it has to.
Did you guys hear that? Because that sounded good.
Abby just used Google Translate.
That was me. And no Google Translate, and it wasn't Marius throwing his voice. It was me.
I have some hatred towards Festalandsbolla.
What?
Oh wow!
What's with the hatred going
on
here?
You were saying I because
I get fooled every time. Well, I've learned by mistakes, but like
by mistakes or my mistakes.
I've learned through my own mistakes.
Okay.
But I feel like every time every year it's the same thing. It's a bit like how we're surprised that like winter is so depressing here. also for Danes, but. With the Festalandsbolle, you just feel disgusting and sick after eating one. Because there's so much cream in it. And I don't deal that well with cream, I think.
I'm learning about Marius from this episode.
All right,
I think you're kind of like a... you are like a... nothing bad, but there's like a sensory component to food for you that I think that is interesting to learn about you. Oh. Like you really have responses that I'm surprised about. Like you don't like, and you feel like irked by the amount of cream I'm interested. I feel like there's a component of you that I didn't know about that now I'm learning.
I think it's just like a slightly schizophrenic sort of personality in regards to Dane, Canadian, or Denmark.
Oh, interesting. You think it's like
the rest of the world. Canada Daddy.
Yeah. Canada Daddy. Oh, God. It's so good. Can you name the episode that?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Danish food or Canada Daddy.
I have some more things I don't like. Quick.
What?
Trestjerne salami. Like the salami.
Quick fire round.
Three
go.
Stars.
Yeah. Which one?
That can go to.
Which one?
That can die a slow death.
What?
Trestjerne salami.
Three-star salami?
Salami. It's like a thing. It's like a round one, and then it has like, it's very pink, and then with white dots. Like, it's just disgusting. It tastes like nothing.
Okay, he does not like that. No.
Leverpostei, like liver pate. Like, that's the whole thing. Like... And that's very hypocritic. If I went to France and I had like a pâté, I'd be like, ooh, that's delicious.
Uh-huh.
But Danish leverpostej,
uh-huh.
Also fucking disgusting. That's
okay.
Wow. Even if you heat it and make it a bit nice with the beetroot, pickled beetroot.
Yeah.
No. It's rank.
Okay.
And then this dessert that they would always serve in kindergarten and in school that was like a fruit bowl. With some kind of custardy cream, where the custardy cream was really good, but like the mix with the watery,
we're just getting
bland
into
fruit.
Now we're just saying foodstuffs.
No, but I felt like that was always what they made for us, because it was like a healthy dessert, and I just wanted to stab the teacher's eyes.
See what I'm saying?
This is
Canada Daddy.
Forget the food
dangerous.
Thing. We've opened
the gates of
Pandora's
hell.
Box is open here.
Wow.
We're going to come back to this, Marius.
I can't wait to Google after this the Art Right food blog.
Quick question.
It's like a
true question to the audience.
True question.
We've had scientists write in. We've had journalists write in. We've had experts on different backgrounds write into us and correct things or make statements to us. copyincopenhagen@gmail.com. Is there a psychiatrist listening? And have they picked anything up with Marius's statements? Please, a little bit of insight. You can do it anonymously. Just copyincopenhagen@gmail.com. What is going on with
just
Marius?
Just make the subject line hashtag help Canada Daddy.
Spellings can vary. So that's it for today. If you want to help us out, please become a Patreon supporter. It means the world to us. It keeps the lights on here. And
and we're going to have a new episode on our
Patreon.
Yeah,
we're going to have a bunch of things on our Patreon.
Coming out very soon.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what it's about next time.
Yep.
And then we'll find out also.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with the last one, though.
It was a blast.
And then are there hot tips? Because I have one.
Go for it.
Okay, a hot tip is on the 27th of February at Comedy Zoo. There's an English open mic, and they don't have those all the time there. So if people come to it, they'll have them more. And it's cool. Really, it's a nice place to do it. It's a nice place to see comedy. Yeah. Yep. So February 27th.
That's it. Yeah.
That.
If you're into comedy and stuff, that's a nice one to check out, because Comedy Zoo is like a very well known comedy venue in Denmark, but it's
not
Danish,
much English. Not much English, and they're trying to do more. And so yeah, it's great if they do. And another cool thing at Comedy Zoo that's happening that's in English is March 12th. Kriti Prajapati and Ulug Beck, friends of ours, very funny comedians, are doing their show for maybe the last time in Copenhagen. It's called Almost Danes, and it's hosted by Adrian
very
Kinder.
Popular show. Very
it's
popular.
Sold out every time, and yep. This is their Comedy Zoo debut. Ooh. So get on over there. Buy tickets now.
If you're in Aarhus, check out Albert's. there's
and if you're in Odense,
For comedy, Albert's in comedy in on Sundays. Sorry, yeah.
Well. This is not for comedy. This is for other things. It's because they found otters in the canal, and it was like a live interview with the zoo director.
Yeah,
and then suddenly he's like, "What the hell is that?" And then in the river that connects and run past the zoo, he was like, he saw two otters, and he hadn't seen that before.
So, would you say that is actually an ot tip?
That's how we end the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
We have reached the peak of this episode.
Stay coping.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.